Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 180, season 8. Today's date is November 29th, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. On today's program, this will be a funny one. I will talk about my memories of bad and weird Christmas songs of the 1970s. I did a previous podcast about the one-hit wonders of the 1970s, so this is the Christmas version. This one's shorter, I think it will be. Also, I'll talk about my memories of shopping and hanging out at the Fort City Shopping Center in Chicago in the 1970s when I was very young and as a teenager. And it was a beautiful time. It really was. Okay. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Atari 2600, the video games. Oh, I love this. I used to have this. But this commercial is very rare, and it's a Christmas commercial. And this is from 1981. So sit back and enjoy, and I'll be right back. Thank you, everyone.
Those old reruns keep your family apart. Does your dog fall asleep at the very start? Then turn off the TV.
And here's what you mean when you play a game from Atari. Have you played Atari today?
With an Atari game, a flick of the switch turns your TV set into a playground and your family room into a family room.
Have you played Atari today?
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Atari 2600. I used to have this game. And I remember the first video games I purchased. Actually, my brother bought this. I think he bought it at Video King in Oak Lawn. I have to ask him again. I had Space Invaders, Missile Command. I think I remember just those two, and that was a lot of fun. Then by Pac-Man. Pac-Man came later. I think it came in 82, 83, something like that. There was Pitfall. Yeah, I remember that. Atari still made, but it's for the 21st century. Maybe someday I'll buy it. You know, today's video games are a little more fast, complicated. You know, maybe. I guess I'm getting older. I still am. I'm old, but I don't know. I don't find them interesting to play. I don't know. Now I'm into bingo on Facebook. That's enough. Okay. All right. At the start of the program, I said I was going to talk about bad and weird Christmas songs of the 1970s. Also, my memories of shopping and hanging out at the Fort City Mall in the 1970s as a kid. Okay, and all right, so we'll get started with Fort City. And the mall is still there. I've been there about, the last time I was there about a couple years ago. It's changed significantly. JCPenney is still there. That is the only store that's there since the opening in August of 1965. And the rest are gone. Like, for example, there was Turnstile with the Jewel. There was a National Foods. There was, let's see what else they had over there. Montgomery Ward. That came later, like in 75, 76. Woolworths was there. Weebolts. Great store. And a few others. Also hung out. I hung out there. There was the Orange Julius. You know, you get something to drink or, you know, eat or drink over there. There was Harvest House Cafeteria. And that was right next door to Woolworths. I dined there a few times. Also in the middle of the mall, in the middle, like in the center, was the Woolworth Grill. And I remember we get me and my friends or my brothers, we used to hang out, get some hamburgers and a Coke. Oh, that was great. You know, food was good back then. It really was. Also, John's Garage. Oh, that restaurant is legendary. And there was one in Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. Also, one in Hawthorne Mall in Vernon Hills. I forgot where the other one was. I think that's it. That was the in place. A lot of people missed that place. The food, the potato skins, the French onion soup, the steak on a stick. Yeah, I went once or twice there. I really did. And I loved it, you know, with the old-fashioned gas pumps right in front. Excuse me. So now I'll get into Christmas. You know, when I was little, I went with my mom and my brothers. We went shopping. We either went to JCPenney's or to Weebolt's, you know, to buy clothes or toys. We did that. Woolworths. Oh, that was a good store. They had everything there. Montgomery Gordo, like I said, but it opened later. And it was a huge store. It really was. Also, there was Super X Drugs. And a lot of people from that area remember that very well. And my mom shopped there as well. Christmas time, I remember where Santa Claus was. It was right near Weebolt's, and it was like a little village. You know, and I remember seeing him. And the mall was decorated gorgeous. It was gorgeous. You know, all the tinsel and the lights. Oh, it's beautiful. I don't remember how it looked outside. I don't know. I don't remember that much. But I did my Christmas shopping there too when I was a teenager. Also, I told the story before that I've tried to apply every place, you know, for a job when I was a teenager. I never got hired anywhere. I tried Weebolt's. I tried it twice. Nothing. Because a lot of kids that I went to Bogan High School worked there. And also, I tried everywhere. I tried JCPenney, nothing. Montgomery Ward, mm-mm. Woolworths, Harvest House. There were a few other stores that I can't. There was Charles A. Stevens, no. Richmond Brothers, no. Flag Brothers, Kinney Shoes, Mailing Shoes. There was also Lerner, I believe that was there. There was the, I think County C was there. Yeah. Also Peacock Alley, which was in the lower level. That was decorated as well. You know, Christmas was beautiful. They had Just Pants there. They had the Nickelodeon Pizza Place. That was nice. Also, there was a t-shirt store. They had an art gallery. They had a church. You know, that was a cool place to hang out. You know, Peacock Alley. Beautiful. And unfortunately, it's closed from what I heard. That's a shame. It really is, you know, and so I remember all the memories and you heard Christmas music playing. And I wasn't into Christmas music back then. Not really when I was younger. Now I love it. I'm enthralled by it. It's, I wish I could play it every year, but it seems weird to do that. And so it was a beautiful time. It really was. I'm sure in the 60s when it was open, it was probably more beautiful than ever. It did that. Up into the 90s, it changed. And, you know, neighborhood changed. Everyone moved away. And fortunately, it's still there. I went there a couple of years ago, like I said. And it's nobody bothered me. I just looked around. But it felt bizarre. And it's cold, you know, like that. It's not the same, you know, and Weebolt's, you know, it stayed there until 1987. They closed all the stores, and then Carson Perry Scott moved in, thank goodness, and then Carson's closed a few years ago, but that store was beautiful. It really was. It was a beautiful store. And let's see, Woolworths went out of business in 97. Montgomery Ward was about, I think, about 2001. So, but that store left before went out of business, like that. Super X closed Super X Drugs, that is, closed about the early 80s. I remember that. There was also a candy store. It was called the Lemon Drop. I remember that. That was nice. It really was. And I can't think of what else. There was a store called Rosalie. My mom shopped there. They had beautiful clothes as well. There was Allison's. I think a lot of women remember that store very well. Okay. And during the Christmas season, I would look forward to go to Fort City. Sometimes I didn't go with my friends. I went by myself, you know, just to walk around and look at the decorations. And I remember Weebles had a record department, you know, albums, and I searched through. They had a record store downstairs at Peacock Alley. I think it was called Video Village, I believe. I don't remember. I went once. I don't know. Someone told me there was the pizza place Nickelodeon, there was like an inflatable clown. It just scared people. Oh boy, that's funny. There was one other store I can't think of. Oh, there was Boston, what was it called? Boston Yard? Yeah, they sold shirts. I think it was called that. And so that was a beautiful magical time, excuse me. But you know, before I moved to that area, in the early 70s, I lived in Roseland on Michigan Avenue and right near Gately's People Store. And you know, that Michigan Avenue at the time was gorgeous, you know, on the south side, and especially Gately's, with the Christmas decorations. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Got my first toys there. Now, I talked about that on previous podcast episode. I believe I did. I've done so many. This is my 180th. So, Christmas memories are the best for a child. They really are. And if you get married, you know, I have children. That's beautiful too. It really is. For me, I'm single, so it doesn't matter. So Christmas is my favorite holiday. Always has been, always will. Thanksgiving is second. So I'm looking forward to this year to celebrate the holidays with my family. You know, we haven't decorated the tree yet. We'll bring it in maybe about next week, we'll bring it in. But we started decorating a little bit in the house. So that's great. And we got the outside lights. We're making progress. Okay. So that is all for Fort City, Christmas time, that is, you know, the Fort City Mall. Right now, we get to the funny stuff. I'm going to talk about the weirdest and the worst songs, Christmas songs of the 1970s. And someone emailed me yesterday and asked me, can you do Dr. Demento's Christmas songs? Because that was a very popular CD. And I said, yes, I will mention that. You know, it's not just the 70s, so I'll talk a little bit about that. Okay. All right. Right now, before I get started, I'll play another commercial. This is the Record Vacuum by Ronco. Remember that? You slip the record in, you're 33, you're 78, you're 45, and it spins round and round and cleans all that dust. So here's the Record Vacuum by Ronco from 1977, and I'll be right back and we'll get started. Thank you.
Introducing the amazing Record Vacuum by Ronco, the new stereo accessory that protects all your records. Simply insert your record into the record vacuum, turn it on, and your record rotates automatically, sweeping and vacuuming your records instantly, loosening deep damaging microdust particles, 33 and a thirds, 45, 78s, any size fits.
It makes a great Christmas gift, and it's only $10.88.
Available at Walgreens, Woolworth Wilco, Montgomery Ward, Osco, Turnstile, Venture, Goldblatt's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for the Record Vacuum by Ronco. Remember those commercials in the 70s and 80s? They used to advertise them late at night or during the evening hours on television, you know, from Channel 9, mostly Channel 9 and Channel 32 in Chicago. And they had Ronco had wonderful products. The Egg Scrambler, Bottle and Jar Cutter, Mr. Microphone, the Buttoneer, so many. Smokeless Ashtray. And I can't think of others, you know. And you can find those commercials on YouTube if you like. You know, I have them. I downloaded them, put them on my Apple Music, and I listened to that. And what I like about it at the end of the commercials, they mentioned the stores that were available, like in Chicago, for example. They were available at Sears, or I think Sears, yeah. Montgomery Ward, Turnstile, Venture, Walgreens, what else? JCPenney's, Weebles, Super X Drugs, you know. That's kind of cool listening to that. Invented by Ron Pompeo. Unfortunately, he passed away a few years ago, so he left a legacy of wonderful products. I talked about him in a previous podcast episode. That was fun. Okay, now let's get down to the funny stuff of bad and weird Christmas songs of the 1970s. And I'm going to read some songs. This is based on a CD that was released by Rhino Records. It's from Have a Nice Christmas, Holiday Hits of the 1970s. This was released in 1994. And I noticed this when I worked at American Express Travel at my old job. And there was Tower Records nearby. And it was located in Schaumburg, right near Woodfield Mall. It was on Gulf Road. I forget the name of the, I think National Avenue, right there. And that store was huge. They had a lot of CDs. They had albums. They had DVDs. And one day after work, I stopped by there. I noticed going to the CD department, I noticed this CD, Have a Nice Christmas. You know, and I bought it. And a few of the songs I do remember, but some I never heard of. And so I started listening to it, and it's hilarious. So at the time, my car had a CD player, and I would put it in during the Christmas season and, you know, also play Christmas songs. And I listened to that, and I started laughing about it. Some were okay. Some were bizarre, and, like, you scratch your head, and I go, what the heck is this? You know, so it's funny. So I'm going to read off the songs, and then after I'm done, I'm going to read Dr. Demento's CD. I'll talk a little bit about that. Okay, so here we go. The first song was Yesterday's Christmas, sung by Bobby Sherman. So it was, that was a weird song. That was recorded later in his career, not in the early 70s. And so he was a very popular teen idol, very good singer. Yeah, I remember him from the TV show Here Comes the Brides. You know, he's still with us, thank goodness. And, you know, so it's not like he sang the song. He's like reading the song. It's like, that's kind of weird. Also, he sang Jingle Bell Rock. That's famously sang by Bobby Helms. Also in the 80s was Hall & Oates. I like that one too. Yeah, but he sang Jingle Bell Rock. That was okay. Okay. Next up was Merry Christmas by Melanie. She was the hippie singer. You know, she's still performing. She still is, yeah. And she sang Merry Christmas. Okay. Next up is The Christmas Song by the Jimmy Castor Bunch. I don't know if you've heard of them. I never have. Also, there was The Osmonds. And it's beginning to look like Christmas. And I think it's Jimmy Osmond, the youngest boy, singing in there. I don't think Donnie and Marie are in there. No, they're not in that. And that came out in 76. And So it was like pine cones and holly berries. Okay. Next up, there was Martin Mull, and it's Santa Doesn't Cup Out Dope. That was a weird song. This is the time when he starred in the TV show Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, and also Fernwood Tonight. I used to watch those shows on Channel 32. And he's famous for Mr. Kraft on Sabrina, Teenage Witch. Hey, he's a funny guy. But this is a weird song, you know, but that was like the drug era at the time, you know, so... So let's see. He also did another song called Santa Fly, based on what is that movie? Superfly. It was based on that. And that was weird. And let's see. Next up, we have Jim Croce. It Doesn't Have to Be That Way. I thought this was beautiful. You know, it's a nice, because he was a wonderful singer. Unfortunately, he died in a plane crash. Excuse me. So that wasn't weird at all. It was nice. Next was Liberace. Oh, boy. Excuse me. And that was a Christmas melody. And it had all these songs, White Christmas, Jingle Bells, O Come Ye Faithful, Silent Night, Holy Night, all playing. He didn't sing. He just played the piano. Ding, 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 ding. He did that. That's what it was. Next up was Jingle Bell Hustle by Wayne Newton. Oh, this one is really real, really weird. Excuse me. That was a very weird song. I played it on my Instagram video. You know, he's still performing as far as I know. You know, Mr. Las Vegas. So that came out in 1976, 75, around there. Okay. Next up was I Believe in Christmas by Glen Campbell. That came out in 72. Very good singer. He passed away a few years ago. You know, but I liked him a lot. And this is a song I never heard of. You know, so that was weird. Next was All I Want to Ask is Santa Claus. This is by Ricky Segal or Siegel. If you remember, he was the little boy that was added in the last season of the TV series The Partridge Family. I don't know, they do this all the time, you know, when a series is dying and they had added a little kid, like a dog, you know, like Cousin Oliver from the Brady Bunch. That's what it was. That's what happened. And he sang this song. He's a cute little boy. I don't know if he's still singing. I don't know what happened to him. I remember in an interview, David Cassidy, when he was alive, and he asked, do you remember Ricky Segal on the last season? He goes, who? I don't remember him. You were with him from the last season. He goes, oh, I forgot. I died laughing when he said that. You know, that was the cute factor. Okay, next up, Donny and Marie singing Winter Wonderland. You know, the Christmas songs aren't bad, but this came out during their heyday of the variety show they had, which was very entertaining at the time. So that was a good song. Let's see what else. Also, Another Rock and Roll Christmas, that was from Gary Glitter. You remember him from Rock and Roll Part 2. As far as I know, he's in prison. I won't go into that. And that came out that was a weird song. It really was bizarre. Bad, too. Okay. Last up, this wasn't really a song. It's Grandpa's Christmas Wish. This was narrated by Will Gear. He was an actor. He played Grandpa Walton on the TV series The Waltons. And he was a fine actor. He really was. And I loved him in that role. He was acting forever. So that's there were 16 songs in this CD that was released in 1994. So if you're interested, you can buy them on Amazon or eBay, or check out on YouTube. You will see and listen. That'll be up to you. Okay. Next up, somebody asked me to do Dr. Demento, and the title of this CD was called "Dr. Demento Presents the Greatest Christmas Novelty CD of All Time." This came out in 1989. I know it's not from the 70s, there's a couple from the 60s and even earlier than that. So I'm going to read off the song. They do play this on Light FM in Chicago, 93, when they started their Christmas music earlier, probably right after Halloween, they started playing Christmas song. That's bizarre, because I prefer after Thanksgiving. You can listen to Christmas carols and all that. So this CD lists 16 songs. Most of them I have on my Apple Music, and some are weird and really awful. So I'm going to read off the songs, and maybe you can, if you want to comment after this podcast is published, please do, and think what do you think of them? You know, it's going to be funny. Okay, so here we go. Number one, it's the Chipmunk song by David Seville. You remember the Chipmunks? I think it was Alvin and Theodore, and I forgot the other one. And that one's that's funny. Next one is All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. I think this came out in the 40s or 50s. This was Spike Jonze. He used to have a band, and they played all kinds of goofy music, you know, sound effects, whistling, crashing, all that. This song's been recorded many times. I think by Jimmy Boyd in the 50s and other, I think Nat King Cole, he sang that song too, but he sang it beautifully, you know, wonderful singer. So that was bizarre. It is bizarre still. Also, Jingle Bells. Now, this song is not sung by a human. It's sung by dogs. And that is the singing dogs. And I remember they played this on Light FM one time, and I started laughing when I heard it in the car. I don't know. I didn't have time to look at to search the origin of this song. Also, there was the 12 Gifts of Christmas, not the 12 Days. This is sung by Alan Sherman. He's famous for his song Camp Granada in the 60s. And it's funny. It really is. You know, it talks about department store returns. Number five is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Now, this is sung by a young girl. Her name was Gayla Peavy. And some people think it's funny. Some people it's terrible. It's catchy. I like that. I like the Three Stooges version. Curly was not in it. Curly Joe was in it because Curly died. And this was sung in the 60s. And it's hilarious. I like that one better. It's hilarious. Next is Nothing for Christmas by Stan Freberg. If you remember him, he was a comedian. He did parodies of TV shows and commercials. And I remember him from the episode on the monkeys. He was very good in that. This song, Nothing for Christmas, was recorded by Spike Jonze, also by who else was it? Barry Gordon. If you remember, he was an actor. He was a child actor. He's best known for playing in Archie Bunker's Place, you know, in the All in the Family series, he was in there. But he also Fish. If you remember Abe Vigoda's TV series, The Spinoff, he was in that. Okay, next up is A Christmas Carol by Tom Lehner. I can't pronounce his name. Yeah. He's famous for his song on The Electric Company, The L.Y., if you remember that. And at the end, they had Dracula was there, and he sang immediately, and he sang real fast and ran away. And he's still with us. He's over 90. Oh, God bless him. Number seven. Okay, so Nothing for Christmas is number six. Number seven was Christmas Carol by Tom Lehrer. Number eight was, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. That one is bad, really bad. You know, sung by Elmo and Patsy. And they play that still on the radio. Oh, my God. That's bad. Next up, number nine is I Just Go Nuts for Christmas. That's not Yutz. You know, and there's a comedian by Yogi Jorgensen. And that's bizarre. Really bizarre song. Okay. That's number 9. Number 10 is 12 Days of Christmas by Bob and Doug McKenzie. I got to download that song. I forgot about that. And that was portrayed by Rick Moranis and I believe, I can't think of the other guy. I'll think of him. Yeah, they were on SCTV, you know, Dave Thomas. That's it. I think it's Dave Thomas. Yeah, I think that's his name. They sang the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's a kid's song like that. So I gotta download that one. Next is Green Christmas by Stan Freberg, and that's based on Ebenezer Scrooge. That's a long song. That was during in the 60s where cigarette advertising was big back then. Next is I'm a Christmas Tree by Wild Man Fisher, duet with Dr. Demento. I have that song. It's weird. That's number 12. Number 13 is I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus, not Mommy. It's by a comedian, Kip Adada. I remember him from the TV series Make Me Laugh that aired in 79 or 80. It aired on WFLD TV channel 32. It was a game show hosted by Bobby Van. He passed away after that. And I remember it was comedians performing, trying to make the contestants laugh. And I remember him on that show. And he's saying, this song is kind of dirty. It's bizarre too. He died a few years ago. That's a shame. He was a funny guy. Also, number 14, that was number 13. Here's number 14, Santa Claus and His Old Lady by Cheech and Chong. That is weird. That is a weird song. It really was. Those guys are still with us, thank God. Their movies were funny and their comedy bits, but oh well. And next, number 15, Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic. Oh, that was a good one. You know, Weird Al Yankovic. I can't say his name. They made a movie about him. I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. I heard it's very good, and he's wonderful. My favorite parody of songs that he did is Eat It. It was seated by Michael Jackson. Also Bad, but it was Fat. I like that one. And the last song on this CD was Christmas Dragnet, and that was from Stan Freberg and Dawes Butler. You may know his voice. He did Huckleberry Hound from Hanna-Barbera. He did the cartoons, and that was based on Dragnet, the TV series from the 50s, and came back in the 60s. So, that CD was very popular. It was released, like I said, it was released in 1989. I have it too. I forgot to download that song of, 12 Days of Christmas by Bob and Doug McKenzie. Yeah. So that's a, I'll do that as soon as I'm typing. So let's see what we got. Let's see. Yeah. So it was, Rick Moranis, Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas. So when I think of Dave Thomas, I think about the founder of Wendy's. But he has the same song. Oh, those two were funny. They were funny. Okay. They did a sketch on SCTV. It was called The Great White North, if you remember that. Okay. So that's it for this episode. I told you I'd be laughing about this. And I'm going to do a recap of what I discussed today. I talked about my memories in the 1970s shopping and hanging out at the Fort City Mall in Chicago. And that was in the 1970s. I did the bad and weird Christmas songs of the 1970s. Also, I threw in Dr. Demento songs as well by request. Okay. So that was fun. That really fun. Before I sign off, someone mentioned, can you do a podcast episode? Someone emailed me this, and I posted this on Twitter. I tweeted it. I said, can you do about that color wheel with the tree that was done in the late 50s and early 60s, also the canned snow? And I said, yes. I'll probably do that on the next episode, probably this weekend. So that would be fun. That really would be. Okay. So this is Speak of Science, your host for Vanishing Gongland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me today on this very peculiar, strange episode when it comes to Christmas. I'm still laughing silly. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. This will be published later this afternoon. It'll be available wherever podcasts are. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, also Amazon Music, another whatever apps are available. Also be published, uploaded on my YouTube channel, Dan Chicagoland Stories. Just do a search. I've been told a lot of people prefer it that way. They like to listen on YouTube, and it's fine. You know, whatever is easier or convenient, you can listen to anywhere. In your home, on your phone, in your car, anywhere. On your desktop, on your MacBook, tablet, any place, any device. Okay. So this is bye-bye for me, and here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.